Good day. I'm
roll
Doug
camera.
McKenzie. Take off roll
I
camera.
I want to do that.
There's no camera in here.
Roll tape.
I got to give them my theory on movies, eh?
Where's Beers?
I'll find him.
Level 5.
Plus, he had a mutant.
All right, so good day. Welcome to Strange Brood, the Fleshy-Headed Minute. I'm Lee McCormick. This is my co-host, BJ Cramp.
How's it going, eh?
And today's topic is episode 53, minute 48.
Parking brake never works. These cops are going to arrest us. No point in steering now.
Take off, you steer this thing.
So the hosers are barreling down this hill, right, in the red Vandura. Got no brakes. Bob's starting to get a little scared here. He's like, try the parking brake. Doug's like, parking brake never works. So Bob's like, but these cops, they're going to arrest us, right? They got no brakes. What are they going to do? The cops are chasing them. More interior POV and exterior shots. Burning down this hill, picking up speed as they go. And like I said, I'm not sure where this road actually is. There's definitely not a long road like this near where we see it lead them to in a couple of minutes here. So it's the magic of movies.
Yeah.
Right, back to the interior. Doug just crosses his arms. I love this part. He just crosses his arms. He's like, well, no point in steering now. Bob's like, take off. You steer this thing, eh? Yeah, this is a hilarious moment. I remember seeing this in the theater. I remember vividly, like, this is a tense moment. In that moment, everybody's just cracking up, right? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So Doug just grabs the wheel again and starts steering. Cut to the van arriving on the docks here, down on Lakeshore Boulevard. Right, there's this fork in the road. Now, I don't get this. We see Bob and Doug and Claude and Brewmeister Smith. They veer right, but the cops go left. So I don't know what the cops are thinking. Maybe the cops know this area and they're going to like cut them off at the pass or something like that. But the cops go in the different direction. They take the other fork in the road there. We see Rosie sitting on his moped on the docks there by the lake. There's skids of wood behind him, right? We saw him a couple of minutes ago, a guy driving this moped with the white hockey mask on, right, carrying a bouquet of flowers, right? We see that it's actually Rosie, who we assumed it was, right? And he's there on the docks. He's calmly smelling his bouquet of roses, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, Rosie the rose smelling roses.
Yeah, that's nice. And he must be thinking, like, where's this party? Like, I don't see anywhere they would have a party down here on the docks, yeah, this loading
this
dock area.
Great spot for a party.
Yeah. He's sitting there in looks like a 70s suit. It's like a white checkered or whatever kind of suit kind of thing, right? Polyester. There's some intense score here by Charles Fox. Keyboards with 16th notes on the hi-hat. We got orchestration, stabs, strings there. Right? Very frantic. Rosie notices the red hoser van is speeding down by the docks, right? He recognizes that van. And we see there's industrial buildings in the background. The van's like just flying down there, no brakes. And we see the van barn doors open in the back, right? We see a keg rolls out, one of the kegs rolls out. The cops still in hot pursuit.
We're making a run for it. Good, good, I love it, I love it. It's hot pursuit time, Flash.
And they smash into the keg, right?
And Henry's in that keg.
Yeah, Henry's in that keg, which will be revealed.
I don't think he'd survive this.
Yeah, yeah. And Henry's a big guy, too, right? So I'm like, I don't know how he would fit in one of these kegs.
It's bouncing around, and then the cop car hits it even.
Yeah, it's like a pinball, like just bouncing around there. And the cop car bounces it, and it goes flying in the opposite direction, right? You see the red van is still flying down these docks. They go by some dock workers who have to jump out of the way. Like, if you, it's going really by really fast, but if you slow it down, like, it's a pretty good stunt. There's, like, about six guys that got to, like, jump out of the way of this van that's barreling down through these boxes and everything like that. And there's actually a quick shot that I played it back. I just watched it again before we recorded this, BJ, and there's a quick shot there. I don't know if you noticed it, but as the van is barreling through these boxes and the workers have to get out of the way, there's a this big raised bucket of cement or something like that that's elevated, and it's almost like they have to, like, raise this huge vat out of the way or else the van is going to crash into it. So they speed the film up. So as the van is crashing there, you see this thing raise really quick above it, which is kind of odd. I never noticed that before. Just narrowly escaping the danger here. And this dock location that we see here is the Toronto Portlands, right? There's a shipyard industrial area here at the bottom of Toronto on Lake Ontario. It's still there. It's changed over the last 40 years, obviously, as the city's developed more. There's actually a club down there called the Docks, which they had a lot of good bands. I've played there, and I've seen a lot of good bands there. It's still a pretty good nightclub, but it's just weird that there's this industrial docks area, and then they have this kind of nightclub down at this area. But, yeah, the van is barreling down maximum speed, and they're about to run out of road, right? They drive up this ramp kind of thing. You can see that there's it's hidden behind crates and stuff like that, but there's definitely an elevated ramp, and the van is launched into the air. Right.
Is it supposed to be that they just drove up a ramp of crates? Like, it seems like that's what.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's a ramp there, but they kind of disguise it as if it's just a stack of crates.
Yeah, I don't know what it's supposed to be. I guess it would be too obvious if it just looks like an elevated kind of ramp that's going to launch them into the lake here.
There just happens to be a ramp constructed of crates that's right there ready to launch them into the water.
Because what happens is the van is launched into the air and it crashes into the lake, right? And it's a beautiful shot. It's like one of the greatest shots in the film. But the van has some elevation. So if it was just going straight off a dock, it would just flip into the water right away. But you need to get some elevation to get this beautiful shot here. The score by Charles Fox, it cuts to this kind of suspenseful string thing as the van is airborne, right? You know, the scene has been going by so rapidly, and they just almost paused in midair, and we see the red van fly by the skyline of Toronto, right? So it's this beautiful shot of the van in slow motion flying through the air above Lake Ontario, and we see the 1983 Toronto skyline in the background. You see the CN Tower there, the Royal York Hotel. And as the van is flying through the air, we see that the remaining keg falls out of the back barn doors in midair. So it's a great shot of the van flying in the air, and then you see the keg fall out behind it, and they both kind of land in the water at the same time, right? So there's a great movie poster, or not a movie poster, like a still, like they would, like a promo shot, like 8x10 of the van flying through the air. It's a great shot. I think it's even on the movie poster. They have a shot of that van airborne in the air, right? And as the van is descending into the lake, the score descends with it, right? And the van splashes into the lake there, right? You see the van bobs up and down a little bit and then sinks, right? It's really a good shot. I wonder how
it goes down fast.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I assume it's just a one take, right? Like, that's the kind of thing you don't want to shoot multiple times, right? So,
so
they nailed it. It's probably one of the best shots of the movie. As the van starts to sink, you get more like sort of twinkly descending piano. And we see that Pam swims up beside the keg. How did she get out of that, right? Like, she's in this keg, and then it gets splashed into the water, and somehow she busts out of it? I don't know. But
I don't know how. If you're in a keg and it falls in from the air into water, I don't know what's going on inside that keg, but I would think you'd probably be pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Plus, she's been drugged and, yeah.
Yeah, she's squashed into this keg. Who knows how much air is in there, too, right? And and she's banging into this water. But the cap pops off and she's able to swim up to the surface, right? And then Rosie spots her. Rosie's down there on the other side of the dock smelling his roses. And he sees this horrendous crash. And he sees Pam in the water. And he's like, oh, my gosh. And then that's where that minute ends. So this is picking up, man. And, yeah, that's going to do it, and we'll talk to you hosers next time.
Take off.
Okay, that clears up a lot of things for me.